We have Grace Willence on, and Grace is the Interculturalism Project Coordinator. Grace, how are you doing?
Good, thanks, Pat. How are you?
Not bad. So you're going to do an update on what's happening with the project?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is our last week of training. It's week 7, and we're coming up on the very end of the training, so it's really just the more specialised stuff, a promo workshop with Liam, and a bit of digital editing. And project participants are working on finishing up their assignments before we break for the holidays. So I think participants were quite surprised last week to realise that it was 7 weeks of training. It's flown by. It's really gone smoothly this time, and it's been a lot of fun for me. But one really nice thing that took place at our last training meeting was that we had our first proper production meeting. I don't know if you know, but December 18th, which is a Sunday, we're coming up on, is International Migrants Day.
Right.
And we had our first earnest production meeting to say, all right, well, how do we want to mark this day? What do we want to do? Knowing that we don't have a show going out on Sunday, what sort of reasonable time can we ask for from program producers who do have shows going out on a Sunday? So it went really smoothly. I was impressed, and the group worked well together, and we formulated some good working agreements for the 13-week series going forward, which will kick off in January.
Yeah. So the 7 weeks is finished
This Friday,
and then you've got a break until January. Is that it?
Yeah, well, sort of
from
a break.
From the project, yeah.
It's a bit of a juggling act for me, because we've got participants from the last round still making programs. And this group is supposed to start working together to make programs in January. However, some of them are starting to do recordings for those programs as soon as the next 2 weeks.
Right.
So
you'll still be involved there anyway for the...
Yeah, it's sort of still...
that side of it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to wean myself away from sitting in on their production meetings and just let them fly with it. But I think at the beginning, you know, it would be unfair not to give people a bit of structure and formal support before I just provide support as needed.
For sure.
Yeah.
But then the whole thing starts off again in January, and...
Yeah, well, they're going to start making programs. Three of them want to make a program as soon as December 9th.
Really, yeah.
So, yeah, it's happening a little
bit
early.
It's only a week and a half away or something like that, you know, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's a bit scary. but I'm glad. I'm so grateful for the enthusiasm, and that people from the last round have hung on and are still making programs. And it's interesting, because this group has negotiated sort of different working agreements and wants to structure the program slightly differently.
Right.
And so it's going back to the first group of participants and saying, well, this group wants to take culture shots in a slightly new direction. Are you happy to be on board with us doing the programs this way from here on out? So I think that's a first step towards integrating the participants from the first round with the participants from the second round.
Yeah. So it's an ongoing process, really, then, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It'll never end for you, Grace.
No, it'll go on for ages.
And you're going to be like a mother hen to these people, and mentoring them and monitoring them and looking after them and holding their hands.
I don't know if I'm much of a mother hen to them. Most of them are older than me anyway, so...
That doesn't make any difference. Yeah, no, age has nothing to do with it, Grace.
Yeah, they're a brilliant group. I've actually... somebody on the last round, I was feeling actually really bad about my facilitation skills, because I was reading a book on how to facilitate, and I thought, God, I'm getting this all wrong. And I was reading it while I was on leave last week, and I went into the session, and actually one of the participants had some really kind words to me about the way I'd handled some sort of disagreements that had come up, and I said I really appreciated her encouragement. But that, you know, I go in there every week, and I just have a huge amount of support for the group, you know, and I feel like we're on very equal footing. And that's something that I really like, and I really appreciate. I mean, I couldn't give the trainings that I give if I didn't have them constantly giving me back a certain amount of energy and input. So it's really a two-way process.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're enjoying it. I mean, that's the main thing, really, isn't it?
Absolutely. But I think it's interesting, from the first round, you know, we had half people from outside the European Union and the other half were Irish. And all the Irish people have dropped out, so we still
really?
Have the... Yeah.
Why do you think that is? Have you any idea? Why?
Well, two of them live in other
difficult
counties. Okay, in fairness to them, you know, it'd be a long commute. And actually, one of them has started doing a project like this down in Cork. So clearly, she's taken a lot of this with her and, you know, has initiated that herself. But I suppose school and things just get in the way, and, you know, in fairness, a lot of the third country nationals or the people from outside the European Union who are part of this project, you know, for them to go back to college, they have to pay three times the fees. So they're less likely to be going back to school or work or something like that. So they'd have a bit more time to put in.
Right, that's enough. That's your update for now. Is that it?
That's about it, Pat. Thanks very much for having me on.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll see you probably again next week, will you?
Absolutely.
Come in and talk to us about the finish up of it, so to speak.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay, Grace, thanks a million for that. You've taken us out of a hole, so to speak.
No worries. Thanks, Pat.
You're welcome.